The Bloomington City Council has again postponed funding for two new parking garages in Bloomington's downtown. The council is planning to address the issue in a special session on December 12th. In last night's council meeting, Councilmember Isabel Piedmont-Smith explained the postponement.
We've had numerous discussions with the mayor and his administration about the parking garage bonds, and we have gotten a little closer to getting some guarantees about what those parking structures will include, but we're not quite there yet, so we're having a work session tomorrow with the administration, and we do expect to be able to reach an agreement.
Council members are asking that the new garages contain specific sustainability features. Piedmont Smith told the Bloomington Redevelopment Commission on Monday they'd like the city to use existing monies to pay for the demolition of the 4th Street garage, not bond financing. The city will close the 4th Street garage on December 31st due to structural deficiencies identified earlier this year. Mayor Hamilton's administration is asking for permission to issue $29.5 million in bonds to replace the 4th Street garage. Nearly $11 million additional dollars will be needed to build a new garage in the Trades District. Even with the looming closure of the 4th Street garage, Councilmember Steve Volin said he would have preferred more time to consider the funding proposal.
I would prefer that we took until December 19th to hammer everything out, but I understand why the administration is concerned if the garages are going to be approved, that they'd be done so sooner than the 19th. Nevertheless, we're making a 50-year decision, and we should take the time that we need to make the decision.
The Bloomington City Council's special session is coming up and will be held on December 12th at 6:30 p.m. in Council Chambers at the Showers Building downtown.